the one thing that the Jets could do to make Thursday night relevant, to make the rest of the season watchable or somewhat interesting, because it's not right now, is hire Rex Ryan.
Oh,
it doesn't mean that Rex is the answer. I get it. Like, you and I think are in agreement that Rex isn't a good head coach.
He's not.
But he's the only... Like, they've already went out and got Adams. They went and brought back Hassan Reddick. How's that doing? Oh, yeah, Reddick really had his presence felt. This, their head coach is not a head coach. Like, they went from the worst head coach in the NFL to a guy who's not a head coach, period. Like, Ulbrich is in way over his head. Rex would swim across the Hudson for this opportunity, similar to what the Colts did with Jeff Saturday a couple years ago, pulling him out mid-season from the broadcast booth or whatever, of the broadcast studio. You know Rex would want it. He's got a relationship with Woody. And I do feel like Rex, under these circumstances with this team, might make the most of an otherwise crappy situation. Doesn't mean I want him here next year, because I don't. But I think right now, Woody needs to hire Rex Ryan.
I don't need the buffoonery. I have zero interest. And I don't doubt that he would try to swim across the Hudson to get there. But that's because nobody else in football wants him. You know, newsflash to Rex, who's good on TV. Nobody's hiring you, Rex. So when you go on with Greenberg or whatever other shows you go on, and you kiss Woody Johnson's ass, and you make you play for the job, everybody sees through it. At least I do. And Rex Ryan espousing about Jets pride. They're not a speck of Jets pride.
You don't think he loved being a
Jets?
Jet?
What the hell does Jets pride even mean? Jets pride. Jets pride?
Let's simplify it, though. You think Rex is a better head coach than Jeff Ulbrich?
Yes, but not enough to change anything. Like, Rex, to me, it's, here we go, defensive coach. And by the way...
But you wanted Adams, and that wasn't really enough, and I get why you wanted them, and I'm not trying to pick on you here. I'm just saying in general.
Right. It's all good. I got things wrong with the Jets. But see, Rex Ryan, first of all, I think it's over. Right. I just think his time has come and gone. The Bills threw him a lifeline. He was off with the Buffalo Bills. He hasn't been coaching for how many years now? 5, 6?
I still think it's been a long time. I know, but I still think he's better than Ulbrich. Point is...
Wait, so you're trying to save the season?
They went all in. Like, why stop now?
I would trade players, like I said before, rather than bringing somebody now as a coach to try to resuscitate what they think they can resuscitate. Because I don't think it's resuscitatable.
To me, it's unwatchable. And when you go all in, paying Reddick, whatever, to get him on the field, trading.
Keep going. I was just thinking about what you just said.
You pay Reddick, you traded picks or whatever for Devontae Adams.
That third round
pick. A third round pick, you'd rather have that.
You need the third round pick.
That's what I'm saying. So
that could be a second.
So if you're going to do that, then don't stop. And again, I want to be clear. I'm not. Now, I liked Rex's opening press conference. Made me like everybody.
So did I. Well, kissing the rings.
Yeah.
Oh, listen, I was eating it up early. There's no doubt.
And he did early. He did have success, I always thought, with Mangini's teams, but he did have success. I don't think, and I didn't like the hire in Buffalo. Like, at the end, what Rex, to me, it was buffoonery.
It was complete buffoonery.
Right, but, BT, if there's ever a time to do it, again, I don't think Rex is the answer for the future.
Mm-hmm.
But right now, in a season where they went all in, I would bet you Jet fans would be excited about the Rex hire, seeing if he could turn this thing around with, you know, whatever, 9 games left at this point. Why not take it? Ulbrich is, he's not that coach. I'd rather hire Francesa than have Ulbrich. And I mean that. I mean that with all sincerity. Like, Ulbrich is, he's not a head coach. He's lost.
Yeah. All right, so there's 9 games to go, and you yourself are admitting that Rex is not the answer for the future, but just a little Hail Mary this year, right?
Well, why not?
So what if they go 5-4, and it's a whole hell of a lot better than this slop?
All right.
You're going to bring him back? They're not a playoff team.
It's a
7-win team. What do you do? Because now if you bring him back, you're bringing back the guy that you're admitting, and I definitely don't want as the head coach of the future for the Jets. And there's going to be some games that even if you have an ounce of competence, you're going to win.
Right. Here's what I would do. I would see how it works. Now, I don't anticipate them making the playoffs, even with Rex Ryan. But let's just say, hypothetically, they hire Rex, they get to the playoffs. I also don't think Rex Ryan is the answer to be a franchise builder. Okay, it's already proven that he's not. However, you're looking at Rodgers, who's going to be here again. Mm. You're looking at another year of Adams. Like, for the spot that the Jets put themselves in, what head coach worth of salt is going to come here and try to clean this mess up anyway?
Yep.
So maybe you're better off with Rex for the rest of the season and one more year and then blowing it up. Like, I'm just trying to solve the crap, that the mess that they made. To me, you might as well put another piece of garbage on top of it. I don't want to call Rex that.
No,
you see what I'm saying?
No.
Just pile on top. Hey, if you're taking chances everywhere, the main issue to me is the head coach. And I think Rex would be an upgrade. You're not getting Vrabel. You're not getting Belichick. Harbaugh's already hired. You're not getting Ben Johnson right now.
No.
And you're probably not getting him in the offseason anyway. You think Ben Johnson would want to come here with Aaron Rodgers in place next year?
And by the way, there's no guarantee that he's going to be a good head coach.
Well,
he's an OC.
Well, that's true, too.
I can't take that chance at this point.
Who's the guy? Vrabel?
I guess it's Vrabel. Or you beg Belichick. I know Belichick's not coming, but how do you not beg him? How do you not get on your hands and knees and beg Bill Belichick?
Right.
You have to.
Give him ownership, saying I won't
give
say
whatever
a word.
He wants.
Pretty please,
anything.
Bill,
hey, I would even go so far as, Bill, you were right. Yeah. I wouldn't have wanted to be the head coach of the NYJs anyway, 20 years ago. You were right. Help us fix it. Beg, plead, grovel, do it all. But it ain't Rex. I mean, listen, to me, the foundational crack is so widespread and so obvious at this point that Rex is a coat of paint. And at that point, I'm not looking for a coat of paint. I'm looking for a wrecking ball. Give me that big... the big ball that just smashes down what remains of the foundation and start completely over.
And we'll see with the contracts and how that works itself out in the offseason. But
you want Rodgers back next season?
No, but you might be stuck with him.
Oh,
and if you are, why not bring back Rex for a year?
Don't you have to almost hope that Rodgers, I would never say gets hurt, never. But don't you have to hope that he is just so... so without joy the rest of the way that he decides to retire? Because you're right, if he does it, the implications for the cap and some other situations...
like he's probably going to be here.
It's a little tough. If he's the one who does it, let's say he's got enough money for five generations of Rodgerses down the road if he wants, I don't know if he wants... would you want to come back to this? Mm. If you're him?
You think he's going out like that, though?
It might get worse, dude, because he ain't that good. I mean, by the way,
how are they
30.
Worse with Rodgers than they were with Zach Wilson?
Listen, I told everybody Zach wasn't the problem. I thought Zach could spin it. I thought Timmy could spin it, too. You know that there's been 30 straight games by Aaron Rodgers where he has not thrown 300 yards? 30 straight? It's the longest active streak in the NFL. He's just not the same guy, and this ain't the Packers, and you can't hide it.